Live. We're going to take your calls about whatever you want. If you make them, you may dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us with Skype if you have that. If you've got the choice, I say go with Skype. Usually you're going to sound better. If you have a smartphone, you can get a Skype app for your smartphone. And then it'll upgrade the quality of your phone call to us.
Oh, nice.
Because when you're passing your voice over the old phone system, it cuts out certain portions of the audio spectrum from your voice. But if you're using digital product like Skype.
So even if you're using Skype over your phone, it's still better.
It will be better.
Awesome.
Yes. Yeah. The microphone in your phone is capable of picking up the full range of your human voice. It's just the old phone system is not capable of transmitting the whole range. But if you're on Skype, it's a digital end-to-end encryption kind of scheme.
Right.
So it works better. So Skype us at username lrn.fm. Allie, you wanted me to bring in a story that I teased like last week and never got to the haters, the cheat sheet for dealing with haters by James Altucher.
Yeah, I want to know about this.
So right now, some folks are dealing with haters here in New Hampshire. There's a breaking news story out of Bedford. If you've been following freekeen.com over the last two or three weeks, you've seen the news stories that I've posted about Bedford, New Hampshire. Now, Bedford is a little town next to, I guess, a fairly large town. I think it's like 16,000 people that live there. But it's right next door to Manchester. Mm-hmm. So as you're driving into Manchester, you're coming from the west, you'll cross through Bedford, typically. And it's kind of known as like a soccer mom sort of town,
really?
I guess.
Really? Okay.
It's basically a bedroom community for people that work in Manchester.
Right.
And there are two Free State Project participants who are running for office in the town of Bedford. Now, because it's a town, they're having their town elections tomorrow. So unlike November elections, they don't do that in the towns for whatever reason. They have their elections in March.
Okay.
So they're having an election tomorrow, and they're going to be electing town council members, and they're going to be electing school board members. And a Free State Project participant is running for school board, and another Free State Project participant is running for town council. So this has created a huge level of controversy amongst the political class in Bedford, and they are lashing out big time against the Free State Project participants. And that's interesting because for a long time, people in the Keene area where we're located here, and again, for people that don't know what we're talking about, the Free State Project is moving liberty activists all to the same geographic area. So we've come from different places. Allie, you from Alabama, me from Florida. I'm not sure where these gentlemen in Bedford move from, but people are coming from all over the place.
Right.
And they're getting active here. And in a town election, there's no amount of time you have to live there. So if I want to run for state rep, I'd have to have lived here for 2 years. Well, I qualify for that. But if I had just moved here, then I wouldn't be able to run for state rep. But I could run for mayor. Just right out of the gate. You can move into town and run for something.
I got here yesterday and run for mayor.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, I don't think it's that extreme with the two gentlemen here, but one of them has been in town for a few years. The other one just moved in 2013.
Okay.
So, of course, that's one of the reasons why they're being attacked is, how dare these people move into town? They don't even know what's going on here, and they're running for office. And, of course, they're also mentioning they're being attacked because they're part of the Free State Project, and that the Free State Project is going to radicalize the government, is the terms that they use. Let me share the actual hit piece flyer. So these guys have been attacked on the cable access channel in town by members of the political class existing and former town councilors. There's this guy with like an eye patch on who's attacking them. And now they've sent a flyer. This is the day before the election. There's been a flyer mailed to all the houses in the town. Now, that's thousands of households in this town. I mean, if there's 16,000 people living in the town, it's, let's say there's 5,000 households at least.
Right.
50 cents per flyer, that's just for the shipping costs. Include, this is a color flyer, so include the cost of printing. You're probably looking at a buck per flyer
at
least.
I assume these ads, if it was so worth it for someone to invest all this money, must be by the people running in support of their own campaigns, right?
I believe some of the people running are behind this. I don't know if any of them are the ones that signed it. No, I don't think so. So there are people who've signed this statement. And so it says, we, the attention, Bedford residents, big block letters at the top, important election information, paid for and authorized by the undersigned. We, the undersigned, represent 93 years of serving the town of Bedford as town councilors, school board members, and chief of police. We are proud to have served our community, and while we did not and do not always agree on all of the issues, none of us has ever served with an outside agenda. As this year's town and school elections are upon us, we felt that it was important to come together and address an issue which has all of us concerned, namely, the decision by a couple of people who have recently moved to Bedford under the Free State Project, and whose agenda is to radicalize government in Bedford and New Hampshire. Their interests lie in a broader agenda which is not congruent with the Bedford that we live in today. We would encourage residents to do their own research on these candidates and on this political movement which has targeted New Hampshire over the past few years and Bedford just recently. What we all agree... By the way, I think this is excellent.
Free Staters are an epidemic!
Well, I think this is very exciting because they've just sent an advertisement about the Free State Project to every household in Bedford, New Hampshire.
I know. In case you're wondering if the Free State Project is actually a threat to the governments here,
I guess they'll tell you.
They're really freaked out by it.
Yeah. What we all agree on, they say, for this year's town and school elections is that it is in Bedford's interest to see solid candidates elected and re-elected to the town council and school board. While we may not agree with all of the issues that these candidates support, these are people who have lived in Bedford for over a decade, have no outside agenda, and have the best interests of Bedford in their minds.
Anything but the Free Staters. But for anyone who's a Free Stater.
That's totally it. Bedford, and then they list four candidates, two for town council and two for school board, that these people are kind of endorsing.
Yes.
This is an important election for Bedford, and regardless of your opinions on the budgets and bond articles, it is crucial to see that good-minded and well-intentioned candidates are elected to serve Bedford.
You know what's so ironic about this is that they're accusing the Free Staters of having outside agendas when it's like, just because you came from somewhere else doesn't mean that you're, like, how are you going to serve where you came from the local government in Bedford? There's no way for me to serve Auburn, Alabama from here by running for local elections. It just wouldn't make sense. And the incumbents to a lot of local governments are usually there. They've been sort of propped up because they're dealings with, you know, some of their friends who are into the local government, the corridors of, you know, some of the more successful businesses and the people in government. They're more likely to make trade-offs between keeping power local and giving it to the state or to the federal government. A Free Stater is more likely to want to keep, you know, they may be opposed to the power in the first place, but they definitely don't want to give it off to some bigger government. So they're more likely to protect local interests, anti-government folk.
You would think. I think that these gentlemen are fine folks, and the idea that they're not good-minded or well-intentioned is really really insulting on the part of this particular hit piece.
Well, I personally don't know anything about these candidates' platforms, but I don't know anything about politics in Bedford anyway.
Well, it's the same as it is in any town. I mean, the people who want to control others get into positions of power, and they use those positions to reward their friends and punish their enemies, and they see that those positions are being threatened now by the newbies in town, and they're lashing out to put a stop to this. This is essentially the good old boy network, right? I mean, these politicians here, they say they represent 93 years of serving the town of Bedford as town councilors, school board members, and chief of police. So these are the old guard. These are the people who've been in the system forever, and they want to stay. They want things to stay the way they are, and how dare these Free State Project participants come in here with their ideas about freedom and introduce them. But at least they're actually encouraging people to do research. I mean, I fully support that. Please, research the Free State Project.
That is a good point.
Everyone in Bedford, New Hampshire, in fact, all of New Hampshire, should research the Free State Project and learn about what it is that the people who are coming here believe in. Because I bet you half of these people that are in public office in Bedford weren't New Hampshire natives either. They may have been there longer, but I bet a bunch of them have come from places like New Jersey.
And they work in Manchester.
Yeah, we'll come up here in a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox Coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll-free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have on our website. Archives included, they go back for years. You click, you download, they're yours for free. Just go to freetalklive.com to get them. And at coffee.freetalklive.com, you can hook yourself up with a free pound of the best coffee as drank by Allie Havens.
Mm, coffee.
Buzzbox coffee is shade grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. Coffee is an absorbent crop, which means the organic certification is that much more important. This is a great product, and the price is pretty decent. It's competitive with other high-end coffees. But the big difference with Buzzbox is they're actually helping people around the world make better lives for themselves by buying into their coffee co-op. They're making microloans through World Vision. We're looking for 1,000 Free Talk Live listeners who love coffee to order coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com. Again, you get a pound for free. You just have to cover the cost of shipping, and you can cancel your subscription at any time. So go to coffee.freetalklive.com and help us change lives through these microloans and offering people in poverty an opportunity to change their own lives. It's an amazing company. They're doing great work.
They bring it right to your door.
That's
is that
right.
correct?
Yeah, you get
the
delivery.
Best part.
Yeah, delivery of your favorite coffee right to your front door, and you're helping make people have a better life through the microloans. Coffee.freetalklive.com. They actually share some of the stories about some of these microloans, and it's not all about the coffee co-op. I think they're also helping people with other businesses in these third world countries.
That's the cool thing about the market with something as selfish as buying yourself coffee. You can be changing the lives of others in the third world.
Coffee.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Dave. He's in New York. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Allie.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Allie. How you doing? The other night when I called you after hours, you and Daryl were pretty much rude to me when I was trying to get through a simple question.
Ian and Daryl being rude?
I
don't believe that.
I was trying to talk to you about a site called about a certain porn site, and you guys were
You gave out Dave. Hold on, before you go on, you gave out the sites on Saturday night, and you don't need to plug them over and over again. If you are upset about these sites and what you were describing on Saturday night were a couple of sites that are like celebrity porn sites.
You're complaining about porn sites?
No, well, what he's saying was that they're degrading to women and he doesn't like them. But if you don't like them, Dave, you shouldn't give out their URLs on the air so people can give them traffic. And plus, one of them has a curse word in it, and I was kind of uncomfortable with you saying that on the air, so that's one of the reasons why you were cut short. But yes, you did call the studio after hours, and no one does that, by the way, Dave. You're the only person who's ever called after hours like that, and you called incessantly after hours. No one has an obligation to answer the phone after we're done off the air, but we went ahead and answered the phone because we knew it was you. Every time there's a call after hours, it's always you. And so we saw the phone ringing, and I said to Daryl, hey, do you want to talk to Dave? And he did, and he picked up with the voice of a cartoon character, and kind of we had a little bit of fun, Dave. It wasn't anything else. I acted as though I was a voicemail.
You should be happy about this.
What's that?
You guys were childish. I want an apology.
No, I'm not going to apologize. It was fun, Dave, and it's okay to be childish sometimes. So I'm not going to apologize to you for it. In fact, you should thank us, Dave, because you actually recorded those calls, and you put them on your YouTube channel, and now people have been spreading that video around. You've gotten hundreds of views in less than 24 hours on this video. So really, you should thank us for helping you create good content.
Hundreds of views.
No, there isn't hundreds of views. All I want is a formal apology.
I just went and I looked on your YouTube channel, Dave. There are over 200 views right now of that one video.
I want to hear the words,
Dave,
I'm sorry.
You called the studio and they answered the phone. I don't see why you want an apology. It seems like they were being nice to take your call after hours.
Daryl and Ian were very rude to me, being all childish and babyish. I wanted to talk to them like an adult. They were very rude, inconsiderate.
What did you want to talk
about? Childish.
Why did you call after hours?
Apology. I called after hours because they hung up on Ian had hung up on me the other night because of these websites that I was in.
On the show?
Like a curse word. Yes.
That's how radio works, Dave.
Right,
you don't get to stay on for a whole conversation like with your mom on the phone or something.
Right. Look, Dave, when you call talk radio, you have a point. You make your point. Sometimes we have a conversation about that point, and sometimes the conversations last longer than others. There have been times when you've called this show where you've been on for multiple segments in the past. But on the case of the Saturday night show, we had a lot of calls that were on hold waiting to talk on the air, and so therefore people tend to not get as long on the air on the Saturday night show. And you made your point more than once. You have a tendency to repeat yourself, Dave, and you have to understand that we have a show that we want to entertain our listeners, and if there's a call caller who's repeating himself constantly, that's not very interesting to listen to. So once you were repeating yourself the second time, I decided that your call was done. And I'm not going to apologize for it. That's just the way this business is run.
You owe me an apology.
I have no obligation to answer your calls after hours, Dave. You should be grateful that we gave you good content for your YouTube channel.
Yeah, I want you to say thank you, Dave.
How about this? If you say thank you to me and Daryl for providing you entertaining content for your YouTube channel where you've gotten hundreds of views in less than 24 hours, I'll go ahead and apologize to you. How about that?
I want an apology from you and Daryl or whoever, from you yourself, saying I'm sorry for acting so childish to you.
No, it was fun. I'm not sorry for it. Thanks, Dave, for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. What's wrong with acting childish from time to time? What's wrong with being in touch with your inner child and having a little bit of fun? Do you think I'm wrong for that, Allie?
No.
Is it wrong for me not to apologize to Dave?
I know, because you're not sorry. So I think it would be wrong for you to apologize.
That's true. Should I be sorry?
No. I just think that with something like that, where someone is like doesn't quite know the etiquette. I mean, I guess it's kind of hard to know what the etiquette is of a radio show anyway, because, you know.
Well, you can always ask, and I just explained to him how it works.
That's true.
But he doesn't care.
He doesn't seem to be the kind of person who takes a hint, which creeps me out, honestly. I just don't like people that understand social cues and that are persistent. That always just gives me a weird vibe.
Well, apparently Dave also threatened to sue Free Talk Live on the Free Talk Live BBS.
Well, that's not nice.
Recently, yeah.
That's rude,
Dave. He's upset because somebody posted his full name on the Free Talk Live BBS, which it's not a hard thing to get Dave's last name. He posts on our Facebook page under his real name, or what I presume to be his real name. And so, you know, anybody who wants to.
In the chat, he puts, like, his location, too.
Sure. And he'll post his phone number sometimes. So, like, I've seen him post his phone number on his Facebook page.
I think he's just being a hater.
It's obvious. Well, yeah, in fact, that's what we should talk about here a little bit further, as we barely scratched the surface of a story called I Love Haters over at LouRockwell.com. And one of Dave's issues that he's called with in the past is that he gets into arguments with people online.
He has haters, too.
That he has haters.
Well, I think that people should embrace their haters because, for one thing, you know, you can go a long time without having anyone who cares enough about you
to say anything
negative about you. And that's, you know, that's all right. But then you have to always wonder, you know, people are self-conscious, I think, just intuitively they start to question what do people say when I'm not around. And I know that I think it's probably natural to have those questions. But unless you have someone who feels that you are high enough up there that they can openly criticize you without feeling bad about it, then that means you've kind of made it.
We'll come back with the 10 things you can, or 10 things about haters that you need to know. Of it. I don't know if it's like a list. It's called The Ultimate Cheat Sheet for Dealing with Haters. That's the name of the story. We'll share that with you here in moments. Free Talk Live.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Eye.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze-Dried Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items.
Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and receive 10% off your total purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control, toll-free here. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN. Tonight, with you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Allie.
Allie has her website over at alpshow.com. She does her own radio show, and you can check that out there for free. That's alpshow.com. And don't forget, Free Talk Live. If you've got a mobile smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com for our quick access to our live streams and the podcast. Just go to m.freetalklive.com. And like the rest of the features on our website, the mobile site is also completely free. Now, if you value your online privacy, you really need to consider ProXPN. In fact, you can go right now and get the free account with ProXPN by going to proxpn.com/FTL. But what is ProXPN and how does it help you with your privacy? Well, it's a virtual private network and it's global that actually encrypts your online data, meaning that before your information coming from your computer gets to your internet service provider, your ISP, it's encrypted, meaning your ISP will no longer know which websites you're visiting or what you're doing online or what you're searching for. Right now, they may be keeping logs of all of those things for as long as 5 months, or excuse me, 5 years, short as 6 months, as long as 5 years in some cases. So that makes it easy for the police or anybody else with a court order to get access to your information. It means that the companies could be mining that information and using that to sell advertisements to you, regardless of what they're doing with it. They're holding on to it, and it could be used against you. So why not protect yourself by going to proxpn.com/FTL and grab the ProXPN app. There's one for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and you can also hook it up for Linux. There's a kind of a different setup for Linux, but it works, and it's pretty easy to do. But ProXPN ProXPN keeps you private in more than just that way. It also protects your location. When you connect to the ProXPN server, the website you're visiting will think you're at the location of the server, wherever that is. There's different ones worldwide. So if you want to make it look like you're in Singapore, you can do that with ProXPN, or the Netherlands, or, you know, different parts in the U.S. I think there's one in Prague now. And so there's different locations. So your connection location is protected when you're using ProXPN. Plus, with their premium account, there's no limits on bandwidth. So the free account has some limits on it. Premium account, it's unlimited bandwidth. And you've got the multiple servers from which you can choose. Plus, you can privately torrent with their premium account. Use our discount code, which is FTL20, to get 20% off the price of said premium account when you go to proxpn.com/FTL. Again, that code is FTL20. And there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee with ProXPN. They, by the way, do not keep records of your online surfing and searching habits at all. ProXPN.com/FTL. Let's go to the phones and the fun, and then we'll get to the things that you need to know about haters. Robert is in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Hi, guys. How are you tonight?
Hey, Robert.
Go ahead, sir.
Hey, before I get into talking about why I called, I want to say that you know, I've been talking with you, Ian, and Daryl for probably close to 3 years, and you guys are just wonderful, wonderful people to talk with.
I know, the idea that they're rude is just crazy.
You know, I may also call too much, and I'm going to look into that and probably just lay off a little bit. But I want to say that these guys are absolutely wonderful people to talk with. I've been at Ian's house. I mean, he's invited me in. He's a great person.
So hospitable.
And guy, Dave, that Ian's a... Or Daryl are rude people. They're not. They're very, you know, very decent people. You know,
right. Well, you know, if anything's rude, it's calling a phone number over and over again. You know that you're not technically, you shouldn't really be calling after a certain time. Not talking about you. I'm talking about Dave. He called multiple times last night after the show was over, and we had a little bit of fun with him. But that's okay. There's nothing wrong with having a little bit of fun. We were playing kind of a reverse prank on Dave, but he was asking for it by calling a talk radio studio after hours. As far as I'm concerned,
I don't want to beat a dead horse to death. Yeah,
that's okay. We do that all the time here. Go ahead.
But hey, I wanted to say that I was a smoker for a lot of years, probably close to 30 years. And what worked for me was just to stop cold turkey.
Mm.
That's what a lot of people do.
Was it really hard for you?
It was difficult. I mean, I went to go price out all the gums and all the patches and everything, and what I found. Was that it was more expensive to try and quit using that method than it was to buy the cigarettes. And so what I did was is I reinforced it by, well, it didn't cost me anything to start smoking, so it shouldn't cost me anything to stop. And I waited long enough before I told people that when I said I quit smoking, I meant it. And it worked.
Yeah.
It's been almost 2 years.
You know, congratulations.
I think that that's interesting because people have different approaches about, like, when to tell people about your mission to quit smoking. Because some people like to let people know as soon as they've decided that they're going to quit. Some people let you know, like, before they've even started quitting. They're just like, hey, a week from now, or, like, this is my last cigarette, or this is my last pack.
Yeah, and then 4 days later, they're smoking again.
And then, I kind of like that idea of going for a while without having had a cigarette, so then you can be more bragging about it.
That, like, way you can say, aha, well,
I haven't had a cigarette for a week, or a month, or a year. That would be awesome.
Robert, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate you sharing your thoughts and experience. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. So I'm going to jump right into this list here from LouRockwell.com. James Altucher, the author. His website actually is the Altucher Confidential, jamesaltucher.com. I'm going to jump past his intro and right into his 10 cheat tips for dealing with haters. Number one, it's about them. It's a bit of a cliche, but it's true. Behind every anger is a fear. Whoever hates is also afraid of something. That doesn't mean you say, poor baby, he's just afraid, but it's just worth noting. For instance, a reviewer of one of his books said, the poor, miserable audience. Maybe his or her fear is of being poor and miserable, and so she hears someone saying that to her no matter who is talking. This is her problem in life right now. Often people say, oh, don't worry, they're just jealous. That is, the haters. Mm-hmm. Maybe they are. Maybe they aren't. We can never read their minds. It's none of my business why someone thinks something of me. But something is going on in their lives that is bringing up a fear, and they indulge the fear by having an anger towards you. Anger is just fear indulged. And we see that with the hate that the people in Bedford are getting right now. We told you earlier this hour about two Free State Project participants who are being attacked in the media. They're being attacked in hit piece propaganda. And clearly these people are afraid. The people that are attacking them are afraid of losing their power. Number two, it's also really about you. Most people who hate me, I never even think about. But some haters push buttons. Some accidentally know how to get under my skin. Or not accidentally. Like when a family member hates you and knows exactly what buttons to press. When someone pushes a button, I get angry and maybe even defensive. But it's not because they said something horrible. It's because under the fleshy armor of rage, I'm afraid they might be right. I might not even admit this to myself. They put the knife in, after all, so I can accuse them. But the reality is I might be twisting the knife in even further. So he gives this example of this hater who wrote something nasty about something he wrote. And he says, I pulled it out of from hundreds I could have used, not because it was particularly mean, but I just realized that I then told you a story of what happened to me in seventh grade when a girl made fun of my voice. So maybe I really am afraid I have some weird sort of voice. I don't know. It's just worth noting to myself. When all you do is note something to yourself, it at least separates it out from the nonstop chatter in the head. It lets you identify with it and put it in its own special cage.
Right. Like if someone says something that really gets to you and you're just like, you just want to blame that person for being a jerk or whatever you tell yourself. But then at the same time, you know, you're trying to suppress those feelings that maybe they touched on. Then you're not really confronting whatever it is that's making you feel self-conscious about that one comment.
He says it makes it easier to identify and deal with and maybe even learn something about yourself. Number three, the 24-hour rule. If someone attacks you in any way, you might get bad feelings. If it's a public attack, then others might get bad feelings. People will say, Jane said this about James, so he must be an idiot. Or it might be an office politics attack or an attack in a relationship. The 24-hour rule works in almost every case. If you never respond to the initial attack, it goes away in 24 hours. If you respond even once, then reset the clock. It's another 24 hours as it spreads through the spider web of human interaction.
Interesting.
This is why some battles go on for years. No one stops responding. The attacks continue until one person dies. And as the Onion states, world mortality rate holds steady at 100%. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
Self-reliance. Survival supplies. Survival skills. National experts. Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa.
It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones,
Nurse Amy, and members of the American Prepper Network.
Along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations.
Walk through a bomb shelter and much, much more.
Two big days. April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalists Expo. America's largest emergency
Vaccine Preparedness Event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450.
This is Free Talk Live. We're talking about haters. If you want to share your thoughts, you're welcome to join us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I posted, by the way, on our Facebook, Google+, and Twitter, the link to the video that Dave created, Dave in New York, who called in earlier.
Oh, yes.
The video that he made out of his calls that he made to Free Talk Live.
The private after show part.
After the show last night where we had a little bit of fun with him. And so if you wanted to hear how that went, because he's all insulted, he's acting like he's insulted by us having a little bit of fun. If you want to actually hear what transpired, he did us the favor of recording all of it and putting it online on his YouTube channel. So I've linked to that. You can check that out. Now, I'm not saying Dave's a hater. I don't think he's a hater. That was just our topic this hour, and he happened to call in. But we are talking about haters and some important rules for dealing with haters, according to James Altucher over at jamesaltucher.com, I believe it is, the Altucher Confidential. We're on rule number 4, which is the 30-30-30 rule. And he says, I had a few posts where I stole the same image of a woman doing yoga poses on a beach. I got some criticism for always using images of a sexy woman. I also got criticism for taking the images and not giving credit. Then the woman in the images actually wrote to me. I told her I was getting this criticism. She told me her whole beautiful story, which I included in my last book. But one thing she said was that for every creative thing you do, one third will love you, one third will hate you, and one third won't care. Which means that you should do what you love. You should do the best you can. You should try to do the things that will help you improve every day. And when bad comments come, just put them in that one-third bucket where they belong.
Okay, nice.
I think that's excellent advice. It's so true. And if you translate that into what we've seen happen here in New Hampshire with liberty activists, there's a lot of hate that has been thrown around about some of the things that have happened here in the Keene area.
Yes.
Even some people within the liberty movement hate what we're doing here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a recent video that was posted by the folks making the 101 Reasons. Have you heard about this movie, Allie?
Yes.
So they're making a documentary. It's going to be a feature-length film about the 101 reasons that freedom lives in New Hampshire. It's a very exciting project, and I was so excited by it, I signed on as an assistant producer for the film, which meant that I gave them money. And in return, they gave me a 30-second ad after this promo video that they just released. So they released a 5-minute promo video about Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And at the very end, there's a 30-second ad for freekeen.com. Well, somebody posts on the comments section about how terrible the video was great until that Free Keen BS at the end. Oh. And if they would only chop off the Free Keen ad, then that person would share that video with all their friends.
That's and just so silly.
So it just doesn't, you know, there's nothing you can do to please everybody. Whereas on the other hand, lots of the comments were very positive. Anything you do in life, if it's visible, you know, anything you do privately, most people aren't going to know about. But if you do something publicly, whether it's put yourself out there on a radio show like you do every week, Allie, on ALP,
right,
or it's running for political office or taking some sort of position on an issue, people are going to hate you for it. It doesn't matter what you do. I think a perfect example of this is kind of the progression of hatred that we've experienced here in Keene. The guys in Bedford running for political office are getting it now.
Yes.
But they're just now.
It's the onset.
Right. They're just now starting with it. Here in Keene, we've experienced it for years because we've been doing really noticeable activism over a long period of time. And what they always said originally was, well, the critics usually say something like, well, I like a lot of what you stand for, but I don't like the way you're going about it. And then if you ask them the question of, well, what do you mean by that? There's always a different answer.
They don't know.
Well, so if they can answer it, it's usually a different answer for each person. So something has offended them at some point, whether it's Topless Tuesdays, or, you know, which hasn't happened in years, but it happened once. You know, some people got topless in the park. There was smoking marijuana in the park. That was offensive to some people. There was Derek Jay and I interacting with a park, not a parking enforcer, interacting with the the crossing guard.
Crossing guard.
That was
and now
offensive.
It's Robin Hooding. People are offended by that, which right. I just thought that was the one activism that no one was going to
it was
criticize.
Unassailable.
But that was just,
right,
you know.
Robin Hooding seems like perfect activism. It's unassailable, but still people are assailing it. So, it's something. It's always something, and it's always different. So there's no way to make everybody happy. The only way to make them happy would be to do nothing at all. But some would say, even in the liberty movement, oh, you guys are offensive because you're doing all these civil disobedience things, and that's what's offensive to people. Why don't you try doing inside the system activism?
Well even that's going to turn out to be really, really controversial, too.
Turns out it is. In fact, we had a dozen liberty activists show up at the school board meeting this year to do political action, and what happens? The people who are inside the system, the people who are active inside the system, the statist people, the people who love the government, they complain that we were there. So it used to be, hey guys, get involved in the system. Now, when we get involved in the system, it's, hey, get the hell out of here. We don't want you involved in the system. We don't want you here trying to change things. How dare you? So there's no way to make
you just
got to
do what feels right for you.
Yeah.
And if you try to listen too much to people that just hate what you stand for, or just don't like you for whatever reason, then you're going to end up, you know, going on a path that isn't your path.
Let's go on with the article here from James Altucher about haters, dealing with haters. Rule number 5, delete. I'm always happy when someone disagrees with me. I don't mind that. But often people are incapable of expressing disagreement, and it comes out in a way that is obnoxious or hateful. When I can, I delete them. I can put delete in quotes. Sometimes it's not a blog commenter, but someone in real life. I delete them also. I don't speak to people who are bad for me. What if it's a boss or someone you have to speak to, however? Well, I don't engage with them. I let them do their thing. I nod hello in the hallways. I don't kiss anyone's butt to get them to like me, not even my daughters. Everyone gets their time in the timeout box, and eventually they can come out again if they behave. What if it's someone screaming at you on the phone? Just do this. I have to go. That's worked against me, particularly when I was younger and wanted to scream more. Why are you doing this to me? And it felt very painful, but it made me behave better next time. I have to say, I don't necessarily agree completely with this. I don't agree necessarily with deleting hateful comments like on YouTube or my blog. There has been one or two people in particular who have been banned from the Free Keen YouTube channel just because they were so prolific with dominating the comments with their hateful comments. But most of the time, I don't even read the comments. But if I do see the hate, I won't delete them because I don't care. I don't care enough to care to delete them because I don't want to give them that level of attention, number one.
Well,
and you don't want to get into a war with the commenter where if you find somebody who's such a dedicated hater that they will create new comments and new profiles simply to continue wasting your time having to delete them.
Yeah, it's true. There are crazy people out there like that. But I recently had a Facebook interaction where I just posted something, an opinion of mine. Somebody disagreed with me, kept posting, and they weren't even talking to me at this point. They were just like, this is my opinion, and I just found it really obnoxious and, yeah, I guess a little hateful, but I just didn't like it. So he kept posting, so eventually I was just like, I'm just going to delete all of these comments, like every single one.
Was that on your personal profile?
Yeah.
I think that's a little bit more understandable. Like, for instance, on a public profile, like a YouTube or a blog comment, I don't mind the haters being seen. Mm-hmm. It's okay. It doesn't bother me at all. But yeah, if you want to clean up your own personal profile, I think that makes sense. Number six, hate is contagious. Someone tweeted a while ago, James Altucher equals pound human garbage. I don't know why he tweeted it. I didn't know who he was, but I got angry for a second. I didn't follow any of my above commandments. I looked him up. He works at AOL. I tried to figure out how to get him fired. He made his one tweet, but then it gave me maybe 1,000 thoughts. The worst thing you can do to your body is stab it. Anger is an emotional stab at your emotional body. Some religions say you should show compassion to your enemies. I don't know. This is really hard to do. The best I can do is recognize that I don't know this person and that every additional thought is another way for me to stab myself. Then the infection spreads inside of me, consumes me. I don't like to stab myself. Number seven, you'll never know. I could have contacted this guy and said, I just need to know. Why do you think I'm human garbage? But this is one of those deathbed moments. People have said, I'm really glad I found out why that random stranger called me human garbage on their deathbed exactly zero times in the history of the universe.
That's
There's
true.
No need to know. And even if you do finally know, it'll always turn out that there was no good reason. Number eight, resistance is futile. Let's say someone does actually have a reason for hating you, and it's easy to refute. Like, they hate you because you're from Rhode Island, but you're actually from Canada. You can say, but I'm from Canada, and they'll say, ugh, that's even worse. Nobody ever changes their mind.
It's true.
Change is hard. Quitting cigarettes is very hard, almost impossible for many people. Hating is even more addictive, so imagine how hard it is to change someone's mind. Facts don't matter. Defending yourself makes it worse. See the 24-hour rule. Even a history of friendship doesn't matter. You can say, we've been friends for 20 years. Are you really going to let this get in the way of that? And the answer is yes, because they can't help themselves, because it's about some fear that they have, because it's about some fear that you have, and never the twain shall meet. I've had experience with this. There's the haters group on Facebook, Stop Free Keen.
Yes.
And I remember being in their group previously and, you know, arguing with them endlessly about their
stuff. Pointless.
And it really is pointless. Whatever.
There's nothing you can say to change their mind.
They're just going to hate.
And it always feels like you can, but you realize shortly after that it's just going to bring on, it's just going to encourage them.
Eventually, they may leave. A lot of the haters in New Hampshire have decided to move out.
See ya.
And I'm hoping to see more of that in the future. More coming up tomorrow night. See you then.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.